County of Wellington. The County of Wellington proposed tax hike for 2022 is currently sitting at 2%. The figure was delivered at County Council's final meeting of 2021 Thursday. The final budget will be set in January. County Treasurer Ken DeHart informed Council of the proposed 2% tax increase for 2022 on a county budget that totals $240 million. DeHart also explained that the county's current 10-year forecast projects an annual tax increase ranging from 3.1 to 3.8%. The county's 10-year capital plans total $498.5 million, with $266.8 million invested in roads, bridges and culverts, and $71.2 million in roads facilities and equipment, representing 67.8% of total capital spending. About 70% of the capital budget is for the roads area, said DeHart during his presentation. We are projecting about $70 million worth of new debt issues through the 10-year plan. We're projected to have about $65 million worth of tax-supported debt over the 10 years and another $6.5 million in growth-supported debt. None of the tax-supported debt is projected to be issued in 2022, so these are all forecasted issues, continued DeHart. The key capital projects that will be using tax-supported debt over 10 years are a new library branch in Erin, the development of the county's only active landfill site at Riverstown, the construction of new ambulance facilities throughout the county, an administration center expansion, a provision to construct three new affordable housing buildings, and an ongoing investment in county-owned existing social and affordable housing units. In terms of the operating budget portion, the County Council heard that CUPE collective agreement includes a 1.9% increase in salary for union members, and the draft budget includes the same salary increase for non-union members, resulting in a net impact of just over $380,000 in 2022. There is an 8.2% increase projected for ambulances as well, or a $432,000 increase as part of the City of Guelph's budget deliberations right now, said DeHart. Basically, they're contemplating additional paramedics that would move some coverage in Center Wellington from a 12-hour coverage to a 24-hour coverage. We will wait for the city's budget decisions to see whether or not that moves forward. If it does, it will continue to be in the budget. If not, we'll have to pull that out. Roads. There are no changes in the user fees and charges for 2022 for the Roads Committee. However, much of the 2022 and 10-year capital budget will go to roads, bridges, and culverts projects. Roads will have a 2022 budget of $34.3 million and a 10-year capital budget of $338 million. Solid Waste Services. The 2022 user fees and charges for tipping will be increased to 4%, going from $115 per ton to $120 per ton. Count. Greg Davidson told Council that there will be a 2.3% increase in the Solid Waste Services Committee capital budget, with a total budget of $1.9 million in 2022. In the 10-year forecast for the capital budget, Solid Waste Services will have a budget of $11.2 million through the 10 years, said Davidson. Social Services. Count. David Anderson noted the interpreter user fees and charges for Ontario Works will increase to 22% in 2022, and 17% for external interpreters. He also noted that upcoming projects around opening up child and family centers in the county are in the works, specifically one that will be opening in the township of Guelph, Aramosa in 2022. We also have not received word from the province regarding the $10 a day childcare fee, so we are still waiting for that for our 2022 budget, said Anderson.